Hi, it's Mac, and this is a response to the ongoing conversation with regards to Simon's SM2N's biogram. Simon, I just listened to your most recent boo on this, and it's interesting how you are listening to it. You're not using speakers as such, and you're using either the Mac speakers, but I take it in general what you're doing is you're listening to it through your earphones. Can't remember the make. Was it Gradus? Can't remember. Doesn't matter. Okay, what I'm going to say, Simon, is it's good to hear that you've actually got sound coming out of it and it's working, and obviously you're just using a preamp. My views are just simply that, you know, okay, there are occasions where you want to listen to your vinyl with earphones. Maybe you just want complete and utter peace to soak it all up. Or maybe you don't want to disturb the rest of the house with your head banging. But, Walton, thank you very much for playing another Dire Straits track. Yeah, that's all great stuff. The more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. So listening with speakers, that's when I listen. I just close the door over and put them on, and if my wife is away, wherever, I will have the dial turned up. Not quite to 1 o'clock, but loud enough for effect. So it's difficult then to tell, just using earphones, to be honest with you, just how much, if any, distortion is there, or the clarity, the quality of the audio if you're using earphones, basically just out of the preamp, if you know what I'm trying to say. So, what can I say now? Yeah, we're talking about the speed. I'm pretty sure that the Biogram, like a lot of other models out there, have an idler on the belt drive. I'm pretty sure it's a tapered one on most of them, and you can usually buy either a little screw, or there may be even a little thumb wheel located where you can move the idler, tapered idler pulley up and down, and that will lower your speed. So you can maybe have a look at that. The other thing is the quality of the belt. The belts really need to be changed on a regular basis as well. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't know the exact mileage for your model. I know that in mines, they recommend probably about 300 to 500 hours replay. Now, that's quite a big span, 300 to 500. I think they're just covering their own backs, as it were. Or maybe just to get sales. But belts do wear and tear. They do stretch. Especially deteriorate if they're not being used. So it's just like the old saying about caravan tyres. Most caravan tyres blow out, not because of tread wear, but because of sitting static during the winter months. And if you picture the bottom of the tyre, it gets a bulge on it. And that's the bit that gets most exposed, and therefore that's the bit that's most liable to burst. I know through experience that's exactly what happens to towing caravans. It's never had a tyre worn out ever in all the years of towing, but I had a few blowouts. When the belt's sitting static, it deteriorates. It's better if it gets kept moving on a regular basis. So that's another thing that can affect speed as well. The other thing you need to check is the speed. If you possibly can, check the speed while you're playing the record, because although you might be getting the correct speed just with the turntable itself or just with the record on it, the needle, albeit doesn't create such a drag as to pull the speed down much, but it can actually affect the speed. So if you're bang on the speed with just the record on the turntable and then apply the stylus, the tone arm down, while the music's playing, and then double check the speed. if everything's bang on with your tracking and your balance alignment, then it shouldn't do anything. But if it is quite a bit off, it will actually be pulling sideways into the groove, as it were, or causing some effect that will actually slow the turntable down that ever so slightly, but enough to affect the sound. And you say yourself it's running slow, you know it's running slow, which is fine. You're going to have a look at that anyway. Oh, what else was there now? So that was the speed. Oh yes, you asked about how the sound in the needle. Okay, listening via Apple earbuds, or even if I do it through my Mac, I can go and listen to your Buo on the Mac again. You're playing it through a preamp, you're playing it through a mixer, I take it. Yes, that's right, so you're playing it through a mixer and then putting it through your Mac to record the Buo, and then I'm listening to it at my end. There's no way I can tell you exactly what sound. The only real way to hear it is to hear it yourself, either through quality earphones or in the place that you're playing, in other words, in your home, or through proper speakers. And when I mean proper speakers, I mean quality speakers. That's the only real way to tell. All I can say is that from what I heard on the track, there was certainly a certain, I wouldn't say sibilance as such, it wasn't as bad as that, but there's certainly a fuzziness on the high end. But then again, Simon, it's so difficult. If you think about your Buo has had to go through the system you've got when you recorded the Buo up into the ether to be downloaded to my iPhone, to be played through my iPods into my ears. It's impossible to do it, honestly. It's just impossible. So you really try and be guided by your own ears, or possibly if you have a really good friend who does play vinyl and appreciates vinyl music, to come round and listen to it through your earphones, then they might be able to help you. But I would suggest sourcing anyway a new needle if possible. I'm pretty sure somebody, do a search on Google, you'll probably find somebody that's got needles for them. I would suspect it's going. If it's a diamond stylus, they are the best. They are the most hard wearing and cause the least damage to your records, assuming your records have been kept clean. Sapphires aren't anywhere near as good, and wear it quickly, and then consequently they wear the grooves in the record out more. So if it's a diamond stylus, I'm not sure if you'd be able to tell what it was. Maybe if you'd looked on the website, you would find if it's a diamond. I'm pretty sure that B&O would have fitted a diamond stylus to those models. I don't think they would have used sapphires, but you can check that anyway. And it takes a hell of hours to wear down a diamond stylus to cause any great effect. But then it depends how long the record was played with the one stylus. Cartridge should be okay. Cartridges very seldom fail. Or you hear about people changing cartridges, but it's usually because they want to upgrade the cartridge to get better quality music. Not very often that people replace a cartridge because it's defective. They tend to be, there's not much in them to manage to go wrong. They can go wrong, but it'd be one in a million, I would guess. Something like that kind of figures. So just the stylus. And no, I have no idea how you would do the tracking and the tone alignment, the tone arm alignment, balance checks. I know how I have to do it in mine, because I have the details. I have even little target guides that I can use, and even micro balance scale, which measures the actual weight of the stylus that would be going onto the record. So I can do all that, but I don't know how you do it with the Biogram. What else can I say? Not a lot else. I can't think of anything else that was on my mind, Simon. But it's good. It's really good to hear what you're that you've got a project. You mentioned that you wait and see how it goes. You may just dump it. Well, look, that may happen at the end of the day, but that all depends on how happy you are. It doesn't matter how happy we are or anybody else is. It's better to get things working properly. But if you put a record on and you put your earphones on and you listen to that and there's nothing really bugging you, I mean, apart from the clicks you get in the record and things like that. But you know what I'm trying to say? If you're actually happy with the sound that you're getting, then don't worry too much. Just as long as you get the speed going properly and, in general, the mechanism working fine, then I wouldn't worry too much about it. Unless you do feel that you need to go further with it. And then it's a really interesting project going further with it. Remember that going forward means more money. Always does with anything. But yeah, it's all good stuff. Keep your records clean. I have a cleaning unit that cleans the records. I clean them. It's a manual item, but it's designed for cleaning records, and it's a bloody good one as well. It does a rare job. But it depends how audiophile you want to be, or you just want to use a wet wipe. I'm joking, don't use a wet wipe, it's chemicals. Don't use, well, they're all chemicals, but they're designed for specific use. But look, if you need any further advice on anything, let me know. I'm not sure I can help you with the Beogram, but I can help you in the general terms. I can certainly, if you would like, forward a link to how to check styluses, or it's not just checking them, it's great detail on it, because, I mean, I was pretty much an audiophile years and years ago, many years ago. I went away from it and I only came back to playing records about 2-3 years ago. And of course I got right back into the ins and outs of it and keeping my records and everything working perfectly. So I do know a lot about it, but it's item specific. I couldn't tell you all that much about the Beogram unless I sort of went into the internet myself and started delving. And there's no point in that, because it's your project, you should do that. I know you will, and but you're certainly looking for any advice from wherever you can get it to get this thing up and running. So it's all good stuff, and I look forward to hearing what your next stage is and how you get on with things. Good stuff, Simon. Bye for now.